George Stephanopoulos lands first TV interview with Biden post-debate. By Hannah Knudsen on July 2, 2024. ABC News's George Stephanopoulos has landed the first television interview with President Joe Biden post-debate, it was announced on Tuesday. The extended interview is slated to air this holiday weekend. The first clip will air Friday, July 5, on World News Tonight, according to a press release from ABC. The president will sit down on the campaign trail Friday with Good Morning America co-anchor and This Week anchor George Stephanopoulos. The press release reads, noting that other portions of the interview will air over the weekend, including on Good Morning America. The extended interview will air Sunday, July 7. On This Week with George Stephanopoulos and Good Morning America on Monday, July 8, it states. The announcement comes less than a week after Thursday's debate, which sparked widespread panic among Democrats, who criticized their presumptive nominee's debate performance. Biden seemed confused and even experienced a freeze minutes into the debate. There were some moments that the moderators had to tell Biden that he had more time on the clock to answer questions, and Biden often used his time to resurrect debunked Democrat talking points, including the very fine people hoax as well as the suckers and losers fabrication. Throughout the debate, Biden also repeated the phrase "the idea" 27 times, as Breitbart News documented. Watch, what was that? Biden coughs, stumbles, rambles his way through debate after week of rest and prep. While Biden's disastrous debate performance has sparked panic, some Democrats have come to his rescue, including former President Barack Obama, who urged Americans to look past the debate itself. While Biden's family is encouraging him to charge on, some Democrats are not falling in line. For example, Representative Lloyd Doggett, DTX, on Tuesday called for Biden to step down from his campaign for re-election to the White House. For more than a year, many Americans have indicated dissatisfaction with their choices in this election, Doggett said in a press release. President Biden has continued to run substantially behind Democratic senators in key states and in most polls has trailed Donald Trump. I had hoped that the debate would provide some momentum to change that. It did not, the congressman continued instead of reassuring voters. The president failed to effectively defend his many accomplishments and expose Trump's many lies. Watch, Mace to ABC Stephanopoulos, disgusting you are trying to shame me for supporting Trump. Our overriding consideration must be who has the best hope of saving our democracy from an authoritarian takeover by a criminal and his gang, he said. Too much is at stake to risk a Trump victory. Too great a risk to assume that what could not be turned around in a year, what was not turned around in the debate, can be turned around now. I represent the heart of a congressional district once represented by Lyndon Johnson, he added. Under very different circumstances, he made the painful decision to withdraw. President Biden should do the same.